And a very good morning indeed, Bruce Howlett. How you going, mate?
Good morning, Peggy. Well, thank you.
Okay, now people would know Stabler and Howlett. You're a vet. The question I have, if you weren't a vet, would you insure your pet?
Absolutely, yes.
So I guess that's one thing that we as pet owners probably understand, because pet bills can be pretty damn big sometimes. But you've got a point that needs to be made here, Bruce, the comparison between vet bills and the normal going to the doctor bills.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, veterinary care, as with medical care, is expensive to provide. The difference is, in the veterinary sphere, obviously, that it's not funded by the taxpayer.
Yeah.
So that the full cost of providing that service has to be borne by the person who owns the animal, or if the animal is insured, by the insurance company.
So give us a little example. Maybe just, a Labrador got a little cut on it that needs to be looked after.
I guess that's the point that we need to convey, is that one emergency or one illness across the course of the year can be significant. And obviously, as a family, you can't plan, oh, this is the week our Labrador is going to get a cut on it. I did one the other day, an 8 to 10 centimetre cut, and it needs to be done under general anaesthetic, obviously, and cleaned up and sutured and some antibiotics to go home with. And that ran into nearly a tab. You know, I think you'd find that's nearly every vet surgery in Australia, you would have a similar cost for that type of procedure.
Okay, well, give us an example then. So around that $1,000 mark, if the pet were insured, what sort of percentage of that may be covered?
Depending on your policy, yep. The ones I researched the other day get between 70 and 85% back of that amount.
Okay, so looking at insurance policies, I suppose human beings do it. Pets can't do it. You've got to do it for them. But you've obviously done a bit of research.
There's a myriad of policies out there. A lot of the home insurers will attach pet insurance policy as an attachment to your house insurance these days.
Okay.
But typically, yeah, if you jump online and go to one of those comparison sites, typically there are really, really good policies available for between, I'd look the other night, $24 and $32 a month, and that's the top end of them. That's the really good ones.
When you get a pet, you're probably talking about an investment between 10 and 20 years, a bit like buying a house or buying a car. You insure your house and your car, so I guess it flows, you should insure your pet.
Well, it does, and I guess the point is, it's an emotional time when a family pet is sick or injured, and the stress to the owners and the vet of dealing with an injured or sick animal in a family situation is hard enough in itself. But then if you add in that we've now got to judge what level of care we can give because we've got budgetary constraints,
yeah,
that puts a lot of pressure on the owners and the vets, but, you know, it's not about us, it's about the owners and the pet. But it puts a lot of pressure on families, and you can't plan for these things. You know, if you could say, oh, well, on the 5th of December, a dog's going to get sick and we're going to need a significant amount of money.
Yep.
But that's not how it works. It inevitably happens, you know, the same week you paid your car rego, or, you know, something's happened at school, you've got to cough some money up for unexpectedly.
Yeah.
So it's nice when a pet's insured, because it enables people just to say, well, yeah, we just want
just
our animal looked after.
Yep, yeah. And I guess, and Al made that point 3 or 4 weeks ago, and quite disturbing point that so many animals are put down because of poor behaviour. I guess you would have been many, many times faced with heartbroken people coming in saying, look, we know we have to have the job done, but we just can't afford it. You have to put them down.
Yeah, it does happen. And or you don't do the best thing.
Yeah, you just try and make do.
Yeah, you've reached some sort of compromise to try and do something, but that's not always a good path to go down, because you don't get a good outcome.
And again, talking to Letitia a week or so ago, in the planning, if you're going to get a pet, probably a good idea to include insurance costs in the overall calculation.
Absolutely. And as with all insurance, if you start your insurance with them when they're young, the policies are cheaper to start with and they stay cheaper through the life of the pet.
Yeah.
Whereas if you wait till they're 5 or 6 years old, they start to put a lot of exclusions in there and the policies are more expensive.
Understood. Hey, Bruce, thanks for joining us on the program. Appreciate it.
No worries. Thanks, Peter.